I would like to share with you just a very simple and what I believe is practical thought. It isn't so simple, but it is quite practical in many ways. We read this Shabbos about Akedas Yitzchok. Akedas Yitzchok was one of the most unique events in all of history. A man who was waited 100 years to have a child. To have a child who would be the appropriate heir to inherit his spiritual legacy. This man rediscovered the Creator in a world where nobody knew about him, in a world of idol worship. And he dedicated his life to teaching the world that there's one God. Till he was 100, he had no child that could take over for him and continue his legacy, teaching and bringing this message to the world. Finally, at 100 years, wow, now he got a child. And this is the one. And Hashem promised him that he's going to take over. He's going to continue your work even beyond your lifetime. 37 years later, he's told to take this child that he loves more than anything in the world. A child that he waited 100 years for. A child that he raised for 37 years and saw his human greatness off the charts. A child whom he was promised will carry on his legacy to future generations. And he's told, Ha'aleu le'oilo, bring him up as a korban oilo. You're going to take him on a mizbeach, you're going to shecht him and burn him on the mizbeach as a korban to Hashem. And this Avraham Avinu, whose love for mankind, everyone, was intense, whose love for his son must have been something that's beyond our ability even to comprehend, even as parents. 100 years till I have this child, and this child is to continue my legacy for posterity, for all the future generations. And now I'm supposed to end it all. Avraham Avinu didn't hesitate. He didn't think for a moment. Yesterday you told me that Yitzchok is going to take over for me and bring my message to the world. And now you say to kill him. Hashem told me all he wanted to know was, this is what Hashem wants. This is what I'm ready to do. And a massive, unbelievable, unprecedented, and never to happen again, I imagine, expression of one's love and trust in Hashem, that I have no questions, even though the questions are overwhelming. I have no hesitation, even though the love is passionate, it's killing me. I'd sooner kill myself 100 times, somebody uses such a lotion. He'd sooner kill himself 100 times than to take this life of this precious Yitzchok, who is his only child that he waited for so long, that is going to carry on his legacy to the world, his chesed, which meant more to him than anything in his life. So everything was at stake. No hesitation, Hashem says. I don't think about what he said yesterday. I don't think about the intellectual contradiction. I'm ready to do it. Fine. That's Akedas Yitzchok. The Sefer HaChinuch, in the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar on Yom Kippur of the year of Yovel. Mitzvah in Parshas Bahar, I believe. Agav mentions what Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is about. And he says, it's to remember Akedas Yitzchok. And he says, when we remember Akedas Yitzchok, and we vision ourselves as if I would do such a thing, I picture myself, I'm Avraham Avinu, put my face into that picture that you see on the calendars. My son is Yitzchok, and here I stand with a knife, ready to do the Rotzen Hashem. He says, the Chinuch says, that picture, that effort at trying to see myself as so loyal to Hashem will be a schus that in the judgment on Rosh Hashanah, I will be judged favorably all because of that effort. It seems that effort is so powerful. It seems the power of envisioning myself as doing something on a high level can elevate me so much, can make it happen for me, that since I put in that effort, and that effort is so powerful that the Chinuch says that we can get the schus as if we performed such a thing. Now, what this means to us, I don't know if this particular example is where we're holding right now. Most of the people in this room are not even married. Most of the people in this room don't have children. So we're not ready for this. But we see from here an amazing thing. Something that's known today in psychology, something that's known today in science. It's something that's used today in many areas. I think that they call it guided imagery. What it means is, if a person is imagining, is picturing himself succeeding at something, it enhances his ability to succeed. It creates new power in the person. They say that if a man stands at home plate and his base is loaded and he wants to hit a grand slam home run and he imagines that ball going from his bat all the way out into the bleachers there, and everybody's standing up and cheering at this hero, or maybe it's the end of the game, or maybe it's the end of the World Series. Or that picture in his mind can increase the chances, not assure, we don't we know that, but can increase the chances that he will do so. Because a person is affected by the image that he has of himself. And every picture that he pictures of himself can enhance his ability to actually live up to that image and to act accordingly. They also say, the science says, medicine says, if a person has a blocked artery and he imagines blood gushing through the artery, just that image in his mind will expand the artery. The blood will flow better. It's not going to take care of his heart problem. He may still need surgery, but it's going to increase the blood flow just because he imagines it. Therefore, I suggest to you as follows. I'm not really coming here to suggest that we are ready to imagine Akedas Yitzchok for ourselves. That may be beyond certainly people that are not even married and don't even have children. But I am suggesting that if we have a goal in life, having a goal, one thing is to analyze and to recognize the goal. That helps. If I write it down on a piece of paper, that helps. If I have a schedule for a day and in the middle of that schedule I write, let me see how these activities are bringing me closer to my goal, that helps. But there's something else that helps too. Picturing. You know, some people say, I can't do it. You can't do it? Well, picture yourself doing it. And you'll find that you have increased your ability to do it. Not necessarily you'll be 100% successful, but you will, in fact, increase your ability to do it. I'd like to leave you with one more thought in this context. Many years ago, I heard from my Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva, that a very strange Chazal, and he asked a very good question. Chazal say, Hillel Machayev O'Aniyim. Hillel, the great Tana, who was able to learn Torah, even though he was penniless. He was the poorest of the poor. Didn't have enough money to get into the Beis Medrash. It seems they had to pay something for the heat or for whatever. And he climbed on the roof and he listens to the shir through the skylight there. And it's the whole story. It snowed on him. And whatever it was, he was meisa nefesh to learn. So he's machayev aniyim. Aniyim now have to learn Torah because he'll learn. So the Rashiva asked the question. He says, I don't get it. Everything depends on my potential. If I have the potential to learn in my poverty, then it makes no difference whether Hillel learned or not. Who cares about Hillel? I have the potential, I'll be responsible. Elamai, I don't have the potential, so who cares about Hillel? Hillel's machayev aniyim. Just because Hillel was able to learn when he was poor, he had the potential. I don't have that koyach. I'm too distracted, I'm too worried, I'm too overwhelmed, I'm too hungry. So what does Hillel have to do with me? And he said the same idea. Seeing the image of Hillel, knowing that there was a Hillel in the world, this is even further, it's not even me, but there was a Hillel, it increases my potential. Because of Hillel, aniyam amuchuyev to learn, because since they know there was a Hillel, and they look at that Hillel, and they see his Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, they have now greater potential. Seeing the image of what we have to do gives us greater koyach to be able to do it. So that's a very simple message. I just thought I would share it with you. I think that as you go through life, as you go through school, as you go through all of the challenges that we have in our daily existence, when we have an obstacle, we have a goal, But we have an obstacle, and obstacles can be very painful. What we do is we picture ourselves. Stop. Think. Picture. I can do it. Picture yourself succeeding. Picture standing and hitting that home run. And it's going to undoubtedly enhance our ability to succeed. And that's the only reason why that the Sefer HaChinuch says that if a person were to picture himself doing the Akedas Yitzchok, what Avraham Avinu did, that would be such a schus for him in the Yom HaDin, because it has such a power to change his life. It has such a power to empower him to be able to do things like that, that therefore he gets such a schus from it. So I think this is a good piece of advice, that if we want to succeed in life, one of the tools in our arsenal should be that tool of picturing the success that we want to achieve, and it will in fact have a positive, powerful influence on making it easier and more likely that we will achieve that success.